history.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we know more and more about history, actually. Good morning. I'm Pat Carrigan with Larry Olson. And with us in studio this morning is Catherine Reinhardt. She is the manager of history and genealogy at the Santa Rosa Library. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Catherine and I spent some time together, the first of many times, a while ago as I visited her area of the Sonoma County Library to talk about KSRO's 80th anniversary and its inception in 1937. And I have to tell you, I was giddy like a schoolgirl in there finding all of these treasures that had to do with KSRO's early history, including something you've got in your hands, which is a great photograph of the KSRO orchestra that was here in studio, not in this particular location, but that was in studio and was basically the house band of the radio station. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was, you know, in 1937, there was no TV to go to. There was certainly no internet, so all there was radio. And finally, in 1937, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, really Northern California, had its first radio station.
The Voice of the Empire.
The Voice of the Empire, which I guess later became the Redwood Empire.
Hmm?
Yeah, yeah. So it's been an interesting journey so far. Can you tell us a little bit about a woman named Bird Kellogg?
Well, Bird Kellogg was, she wrote for the Press Democrat. She had a regular column that she wrote there. But she also, maybe lesser known, is that she had a had a show on KSRO for a number of years.
Yeah, and it was like a 15-minute thing, I think, mm-hmm. I remember reading, and about women's stuff.
Yeah.
Recipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suggestions for, you know, making the home life more comfortable.
The 80th anniversary, and we have uncovered so many things that many of which we'll be sharing with you between now and September. But one of the things that I was struck by, Catherine, was that there at the library, not only could we see newspaper clippings and photographs and things like that, but in the case of this particular woman, the society editor of the PD who came over to SRO, we had, as I guess was gifted to the library, some of her artifacts, including some of her stuff, including her wallet, her press ID, things like that.
And those items were donated to the library by her granddaughters, and they include the transcripts from her radio shows.
Yeah, her scripts. How about that?
Yeah, and the articles that she wrote, and I mean, actually, probably two boxes worth of material.
Yeah, and stuff that you can actually touch. I was surprised and kind of stunned by that. Larry, you probably have a question, huh?
You know, was KSRO always a primarily North Bay station? Was there that many people around in the 30s that needed radio in the area?
I would think so. In fact, at the library, we do have information that talks about the coverage of
it was large, huh?
It was very large, and as Pat discovered, warranted a helicopter.
Yeah, we had our own helicopter and like a fleet of 8 news cars,
mostly station wagons.
Yeah, they were all station wagons.
KSRO logo on the doors.
Don't think I haven't talked to management about getting that helicopter back. Maybe not that particular one, but something like it. And it was, you know, one of the things that was amazing to me is how much has been retained over the last 80 years that you at the library have access to.
It's great. We're located next to the Central Library in Santa Rosa on 3rd Street. We're a special collection, and although we've been in that facility since 1993, we still remain somewhat of a best-kept secret.
So. Yeah.
So I appreciate the opportunity to let folks know that this is a great resource for you.
Well, it's a great Sonoma County resource, I've come to find out, too. You can find out about your families, your genealogy. You can find out about the places you live, you know, what their history is.
And we get a variety of folks, whether they're you know, students working on a paper, somebody creating a documentary, researching the history of their house, a whole host of things. And then I'd also like to mention that the Sonoma County Library is the official archive for the county. So in addition to our facility in downtown Santa Rosa, we maintain a 3,800 square foot archive offsite.
Well, where else would you put all that stuff?
Right.
That's a question. two more things I want to mention, and just also that Catherine has already been a huge help to us and will continue to, I hope, to be in the coming months as we bring you the 80-year history of this very radio station, the first of its kind in Sonoma County. Also want to mention that as of May 1st, libraries in Sonoma County are open on Mondays again.
Yay.
Thanks to Measure Why, and also that May 21st, there is a Finding History in Sonoma County event.
Yes, and that's a partnership between the Sonoma County Library and the Sonoma County Historical Records Commission. First time ever, it'll be at the Duterte Round Barn, and it's an opportunity for historical societies, libraries, special collections, all to come together and show their things. We have over 30 participants signed up. And it's free, and you can find out information by going to the Sonoma County Historical Records Commission website and find out more.
And we will keep you posted on that as well as the history of this very radio station. Catherine, thanks for the initial conversation about our anniversary, and thanks for helping out.
You're most welcome.
That's Catherine Reinhart. She is the manager of history and genealogy at the Santa Rosa Library. You'd be surprised how many interesting things there are to find and how much fun it is in the finding of them at the library.